Can anyone hear me in the attic?
Anne Herpel is a senior staff member at the co-op, which has more than 16,500 members from across the New York City area.
Well, we think being a cooperative means working together. That's been our philosophy. We started in 1973, so over 43 years. We think being a cooperative means you work together. People feel really loyal and really invested in our organization because they are not just buying groceries here, they're actually doing something else.
The mood in the food processing station is cheerful as a dozen people are cutting and repackaging large pieces of cheese and meat into smaller marketable portions. I asked one of the members on shift, Andrew Mao, what he loves about the co-op.
One of the most important things that happens through here is not actually the work that we do, although it is important to keeping the co-op running. It's more of like the atmosphere that develops among everybody, because we all feel like we're kind of contributing to the same mission.
Because they are run by the people they serve, cooperatives tend to provide higher quality products at a lower price. Many co-ops also pay attention to their work ethic, paying higher wages, favoring green technologies, sustainable energies, and providing healthier options when it comes to food.
My name is Nirmala Gopinath. I've been with the co-op for almost 5 years now. Personally, I like working in food processing because I love to cook. And the more I am here, I'm inspired to cook more. And I learn about produce. I learn about new ingredients. We enjoy everything because we meet people from diverse groups, diverse cultures, diverse ethnicities.
Staff and members here are aware of the UN-led Sustainable Development Goals, and they feel that they can make a valuable contribution through the co-op.
We make a commitment to buy locally, to be in a fair relationship with our farmers, to think about things like working conditions and labor practices. The type of electricity we buy is 100% renewable. Instead of putting into landfill stuff, we find ways in which food that is no longer sellable can be used in other ways. We're not just in the business of supporting a share price or something. We're in the business of supporting our communities.
The UN celebrates the role and impact of co-ops through the International Cooperative Day, held each year in early July. Monique Leroux, president of the International Cooperative Alliance, explains how they contribute to the 2030 SDG agenda.
Cooperatives are having very strong principles around self-help, democracy, about solidarity, about equity. And it's an approach where we want to empower people to take care of themselves and contribute to the sustainable development of society.
And that message seems to have been taken to heart here at the Park Slope Food Co-op, where they welcome visitors from all over the world who want to build on the cooperative ideal back in their own countries. Dagny Perez, United Nations.